Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends at Montana Public Radio and Wyoming Public Radio, bringing you the latest news of the region. I'm Carl Lengel. It's the 27th of January, 2026, a Tuesday. In a Friday press release, Billings Police Department detailed a threat to a Billings high school. At 7:15 a.m. Friday morning, the department's school resource sergeant was alerted by the FBI to the threat of a shooting at Billings West High School. Further investigation validated the threat, and a 16-year-old male was identified and taken into custody. According to the press release, the suspect has been charged with felony intimidation and remanded to youth services. Helena city officials Monday solidified policies for limiting interactions with federal law enforcement. Citing the unrest in Minneapolis, some residents say they are not strong enough. Montana Public Radio Shaley Ragar reports.
Hundreds of Helena residents turned out for the debate over a resolution that affirms the city's policies for federal immigration enforcement. Out of roughly 80 public comments during the meeting, only three were in opposition. But of those in support, a majority asked the commission to take a stronger stance. Jim Abel, a Helenan with roots in Minneapolis, was emotional about the recent killings of two people by federal agents.
I don't think these resolutions go far enough to help protect the citizens so that we here do not see a repeat of what has happened in Minneapolis.
Helena City Attorney Rebecca Doctor said the resolution was drafted in response to public outcry. The document says that police will not make arrests based solely on immigration status, police will avoid committing resources to federal immigration action, and will ask federal officers to demask and identify themselves when possible. Some supporters noted that a resolution states best practices but is not legally binding. They called for city ordinances that mandate rules for federal agents in Helena. The resolution passed 4-1. Mayor Emily Dean encouraged residents to voice their concerns to Montana's federal officials.
I hope that you will provide similar comments to your members of Congress who are responsible for passing the laws that govern federal law enforcement and immigration law.
Helena Police Chief Brett Petty took action of his own last week. He pulled his department from the Missouri River Drug Task Force, citing stronger involvement of the U.S. Border Patrol. The task force works to curb drug and human trafficking in southwest Montana. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton says the task force isn't focused on immigration enforcement, but gets intelligence from Border Patrol. Dutton says he understands why people are worried about federal enforcement, but he wants an open line of communication.
The best way to avoid things like that is to be at the table, have those conversations, have a working agreement about how and what goes on in your community.
Some local and state officials are embracing partnerships with federal immigration enforcement, including the Montana Highway Patrol. In Helena, I'm Shaley Rager.
The state has selected a potential site to build a new state psychiatric facility in Laurel. In a letter to the Laurel City Council, Montana Board of Investments Executive Director Dan Villa said the state plans to purchase 114 acres just east of city limits. The state health department plans to build a 32-bed mental health facility that will treat criminal defendants deemed mentally unfit for trial. The board says it will make a formal request to the city to annex the property into the city. Villa says the public will have the opportunity to provide input as the city of Laurel moves through that process. Northwestern Energy crews are helping the recovery effort after a massive winter storm knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people this past weekend. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Eight Northwestern Energy crews, two from South Dakota and six from Montana, were somewhere between Arkansas and Mississippi Monday afternoon. Poor road conditions forced the 42-person team of line crews, safety experts, supervisors, and mechanics to stop just short of their destination. Northwestern's VP of Distribution, Jason Merkel.
Everything's coated. Trees are failing into power lines. Power lines are overloaded. They're failing. It has all the ingredients of a bit of a mess. Just access to get to a position to restore power is problematic because of bad roads.
Once Northwestern's team arrives at its staging area, it will join the effort to help restore power in Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi. Merkel says that work could take weeks.
The good news is we make sure that we have plenty of coverage should an event arise here, but we're always proud to be able to help our neighbors.
As multiple states are digging out from the punishing winter storms, Montana weather forecasters say February is going to come in like a very mild lamb with daytime highs in the 40s and 50s. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
The Trump administration has blocked the implementation of tougher wastewater treatment standards for coal-fired power plants in Wyoming and across the nation, a move that saves operators money. Eric Galatas with Wyoming News Service says there could be some negative health and economic impacts.
Tom Smar with Earth Justice says the Environmental Protection Agency's new standards require operators to invest in technologies that reduce the release of toxins like arsenic, lead, and mercury into waterways.
The health benefits of fewer incidences of cancer, cardiovascular disease, less exposure to children to harmful levels of lead, that those benefits far exceed the cost to the industry.
The new standards would cut more than 600 million pounds of wastewater pollution each year, according to the EPA's own projections. The agency claims delaying those standards is necessary to address electric grid reliability, rising demand, and affordability. The EPA's actions are in sync with campaign promises made by President Donald Trump to revive the coal industry, remove environmental protections, and abandon efforts to transition to clean energy sources like wind and solar. The EPA also announced that it will no longer calculate the monetary benefits of improving health and saving lives when considering air and water protections. That move violates a U.S. Supreme Court instruction that the government cannot stack the deck to benefit polluters, according to consumer advocacy group Public Citizen. Smar says keeping coal-fired power plants online will not lead to lower energy bills.
Unfortunately, this administration has chosen to give this handout to industry instead of taking a forward-looking approach to where can we get our power in cleaner and less expensive ways.
Protecting the nation's air and water is critical for a functioning economy, according to a Coalition for Sensible Safeguards report, in part because healthy workers are more productive. Air pollution reductions under the Clean Air Act have led to higher workforce participation and increased lifetime earnings. According to EPA data, these protections prevent more than 100,000 deaths and millions of lost workdays each year. The agency also found that the economic benefits exceed the costs by a factor of 30. This is Eric Galatas reporting for the Wyoming News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Helena Police Department has announced its exit from a regional drug task force after the task force decided to collaborate with U.S. Border Patrol agents. On Wednesday, Police Chief Brett Petty informed city commissioners of the decision to withdraw from the Missouri River Drug Task Force. Petty expressed concerns about Border Patrol involvement and emphasized focusing on local drug activity. The Missouri River Drug Task Force, headquartered in Helena, is made up of law enforcement agencies from Lewis and Clark, Gallatin, Park, Mayor, Madison, Broadwater, and Sweetgrass counties that work with federal authorities to address drug trafficking. The task force plans to deploy agents in Helena and Bozeman. Petty assured that the withdrawal won't impact Helena's drug crime efforts, although it means losing $30,000 in annual funding. East Helena's police department will remain involved. Wyoming lawmakers advanced a school funding bill that would raise teacher salaries but also cut teachers and increase class sizes. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
The legislature's School Finance Committee has completed its work on a school funding bill that would revamp the way Wyoming funds public education. Private consultants hired by the state had recommended an evidence-based model that came with a higher price tag. But the committee, almost all Republicans, cut it down by upping class sizes and cutting teacher positions. At one point, the bill would have cut more than 700 teachers, but lawmakers added a few hundred back in on Friday. The model will also raise the average salary for classroom teachers to $70,000 a year. But Albany School's business manager Tristan Green told the committee that's not enough.
And so those teachers aren't coming up here saying thank you for the 11% or whatever the raise ends up being, because they know more than likely they're going to lose some friends. They're going to have to work harder.
The bill now heads to the full legislature for more consideration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
That's The Worm for this Tuesday. Catch up with us tomorrow morning. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.